אז עכשיו שמענו בשיעור פחות או יותר.
So now we heard Rav says more or less this. How do I constantly think about doing good to the Creator, giving Him pleasantness, contentment every moment in life, in all the thoughts and actions? I care only about one thing: to bring contentment, pleasantness, joy to the Creator. Simple.
Okay, so hello everyone, good morning. We're so happy to have this special time we got to prepare for the greatest event we're having once a year, the big congress. And as a direct continuation for yesterday's Yeshivat Chavarim, we want to keep on going with the preparation and go into the practical part of the Congress. We're going to dedicate at least the upcoming 30 minutes to talk about a very important thing that will set the tone for these Congresses, talking about the flow of the lessons, the content during the lessons in the Congress. Firstly, I'll say that this Congress will have 8 lessons during these 3 days. The first day, we're going to have 3 lessons. In the evening, we have a special culture evening. The second day has 3 lessons, and this evening. In the third day, we're having 2 lessons, and in the end, an open evening for the public. What we want to do now is to start feeling the Congress, to think about it, to dive into it, whether I have ideas in my mind and I know how to organize things, or maybe not. Maybe I only have feelings, sensations, and general things I want to express. The mere fact that we'll sit together in the tent and talk about it, this state of the Congress starting, is the beginning of the preparation. It puts us into the Congress.
Yeah, totally. We're all inside the Congress. All the friends in the world clearly are certainly preoccupied and are concerned and thinking about the Congress day and night. And after such a lesson about the importance of the preparation, I'm sure all the friends feel the importance we have now, importance of the time we have now and the time we have until the Congress to prepare ourselves. The Congress is like one huge lesson, and we are preparing ourselves for it in a very meticulous way because of it. So now let's get into the flow of the lessons and the content as if we are already there. I'll just say a few words first, and I'll show you, I'll reflect the process that we're in and what we want to do. In the content team, when we started thinking about the flow and structure of the lessons, we asked during the open content meetings we had and during the lessons from the friends in the world Kli to think about how we see the evenings. We started with thinking about the cultural nights. They are the highlights of every day. They are a constant. So we thought it would be right to, first of all, ask the friends what they feel that we should have there. And from that, we should begin to build the day to prepare us for the evening. So it turned out that the evenings that the friends suggested are that the first night will be an evening kind of dedicated to our teachers, the basics, the forefathers, so to speak, where we come from. The second evening will be a Bnei Baruch evening, the generations of Bnei Baruch. Our work, the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the work, the greatness of the implementation. And the third evening is with our kind of looking forward. So it's an open night, it's for the general public. The topic is everything stands on love. So now, let's get into the first day. If the first day ends with an evening that is dedicated to gratitude and joy at the privilege of continuing the path of the Kabbalists and celebrating the basics of the wisdom of Kabbalah, our teachers, and see how we continue their path, and follow in their footsteps. What should be the flow of the content during the day? Now, each 10 discusses and connects around this question. What is the structure and flow of the content of the lessons during the first day?
Just to remind you, there are 3 lessons in the first day, morning, noon, and evening. Then we're starting the evening about our teachers. Think about the atmosphere in the Congress as well. Friends came from all over the world. The men were in the desert. They met with the women who experienced this Congress as well. And we met with all our students and the TV viewers. That's how we're starting this day. Try to go into the atmosphere, the feeling, and start talking from that place. What's going on in the first day? Go ahead.
The first day of the Congress, what happens there? First of all, the way the friends spoke now, it means that the whole Congress is Rav, group, and books. So if we want to talk about our teachers and the privilege we have, then I think we should really learn a little bit about our teachers, about Bala Sulam, Rabash for sure, some, a lesson dedicated to them and the efforts and labor that they put in order to bring us into our situation. And the friends will add.
First day of the Congress is always very exciting, very special. Friends we haven't seen for so long, everyone gathering regarding the content. I'm not a content expert. Make a rav for yourself and buy yourself a friend. May be good for the first day.
Yeah, for sure. You have to start strong on the right line. The joy and greatness of the meeting and the connection of the friends. I'm getting excited just thinking about these moments. In terms of content, we have to see how all the writings and all the Kabbalists are directing us only toward that moment so we can realize the connection in our situation. The connection between us above the differences, the feeling of the one heart, one family, warm, loving family. Everything is lovey-dovey and a lot of greatness.
Yeah, we'd like to reach the peak, as the friend said, the peak of the, our teachers, right? That's the first evening. So, in order to hear Rav, we need a group. So I would start, as friend said, from the joy of the meeting we have gathered here, and out of going over all the rules, in order to buy Rav, to buy the friend, and to hear Rav, in what way we should work about annulment, integration, absorbing. The teacher is like the reality we're building between us. So to really build it in the form of the 20 different articles by Rabash that lead us to the greatness of our teachers.
Yeah. And to add also the topic of the 10.
It sounds like a prayer. You start with gratitude, then you reach the request. So our first day is gratitude to the Creator for bringing the teachers to us, bringing us the method, the wisdom of Kabbalah, and the fact that we can connect to them, to these teachers who made these tremendous efforts throughout history to make this method accessible for us. We have to hand out notes with excerpts to put these excerpts on the walls so we can know them and we know the books and everything is in the atmosphere of happiness, of the meeting, of the greatness of the Creator and with a lot of gratitude.
Alright, friends, so we want to hear you a little bit. We want to hear friends here in Petah Tikva and friends in the world, Kli, of course. Put up question marks if you want to share your thoughts. We're going to start over here. Whatever we manage to discuss, it's important for us, for the friends to hear all the friends and not keep the discussions in the tent. So, please, yes, Israel. Yeah, if you can help the friends with the microphones, it would be nice.
Yeah, we in our ten we said that around all this action we should have a preparation and a summary. So before the first day of the Congress we should have the radio, we should have quotes, Zoom meetings, a strong preparation.
Thank you. Asaf. Friends from the world Kli, we want to see your question marks so you can participate here in this assembly.
With the little time we had to talk, we decided that if we have to reach gratitude in the end, we have to start with gratitude because I'm the first and I'm the last. That's the Creator. So gratitude for being here together from all over the world.
Thank you, Asaf. Marik.
We're talking less about the ideas, but more about the deficiency, the chisaron. This year, we have to break the feeling that we usually have in the Congress that, you know, Rav is out somewhere there and all of Petah Tikva is in the duties. In between, there's vacuum. We lost the dense feeling that we have usually in the desert. We have to change that. And we're talking about the number of people who are coming and why they're coming. Maybe it doesn't depend on the lessons but it's something that should be throughout the whole Congress. It has to be a place of connection, non-stop connection. We have to change the status of the big Congress.
Thank you very much. Salt Lake City are preparation heroes. After them, Africa.
Yes, dear friends, we think it should start surely with thanking the Creator, praising the Creator, praying for the friends, for the whole world to pass this light to the whole world. But what we think we are missing is the acceleration itself, acceleration in the program and happiness. Big L'chaim.
L'chaim anak, chaverim me'Afrika.
Big L'chaim. Friends from Africa?
L'chaim. Yes, we can constantly visualize how we are going to be united. Africa is looking forward to embrace Israel. And we will be there, even if we are not physically. We will give all our heart and soul to the connection and make it a very wonderful, great Congress. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim to Africa. Holland, the Netherlands.
Hello, friends. Thank you for the opportunity to participate in this. To prepare in the Arava Congress together, to really connect there, and that we are, let's say, in a mode of bestowal, so that we can, that we are prepared to be there to give contentment to the Creator and be in full connection and helping each other. Making even the lessons even better and prepare the lessons and maybe change the lessons from our preparation and our well preparation in the Arava all together.
Thank you very much. We just want to tell Moscow and Kiev to get ready because you will begin the next assembly. And now we want to move on to the next question.
The next question is about the second day. The second day comes after the day we just talked about, the day of gratitude, acceleration, joy. We want to break the complacency, and we're coming with a deficiency, and we're celebrating our fundamentals of the work. we're talking about the fundamentals of the wisdom and the forefathers and the path. The second day, we want to go into the work itself, the practice. It's a day that ends with a great celebration, prayer, a summary of Nebaruch, the worldwide Nebaruch, the 20 years of the development of this group. It ends with a very powerful evening. So let's discuss in the tens, in what way do you see, do you feel the flow of the content of the second day, the structure, the lessons? How can we come to this summary of the second day, which is we, Bnei Baruch, forever and looking at the future? Let's do it with a lot of happiness and give contentment to the Creator.
יום השני
יום השישי
זהו?
אחד
עשה קליק 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 אחד
עזוב, לא צריך לקוד
לא, מה לא צריך?
תביא רגע לא צריך, לא צריך
Test, test. Test, test.
They're trying to decide if they need a focus group or not. Okay, the second day is a direct continuation of the first day. The first day we started with gratitude, the second day becomes a day of prayer. Lessons about the prayer of many, chisaron, how we give chisaron to each other, how we yearn, demand, and build this thing so that at the end of the day we will have one big, clear chisaron that belongs to all of us.
Yom Sheni,
a second day. Bnei Baruch. Second day, Bnei Baruch is on fire. There is nothing like our friends from the worldly. These are the most special people in reality. These people give Rav the strength to sit here every morning. These people revive this method. They ask questions, and when they join their chisaron, you know, all the friends from South America, from Africa, from Israel, everyone joins and comes. It's an explosion of love. Nothing better than Nebuch in the entire reality.
I see this Congress as a very different Congress than previous ones. So I would use this time, first of all, to begin with our basics, especially concerning the group, which are the morning lesson, meaning the ideal state, what it should look like, what we do, how we do it. In the second part, in the middle of the day, I would touch on the point of where we are based on all the years that we've been through, so where we are today based on that, what we've come to, how we've come there, to really reflect on ourselves, and from that point, go to joy above reason. We are exactly where we should be in this labor. Is the reward that we have matured enough to bring contentment to the Creator in the way we are, and we don't need anything beyond that.
To continue the friend's line is gratitude, great joy, and confidence. That's what we should have before our eyes, this dense feeling. What's building this is the inner content we bring. The more we bring the need, the demand, that will be the practical work.
Yeah, if the first day was dedicated to the greatness of the Kabbalists, the second day is dedicated to scrutinizing what it means to be a disciple of a Kabbalist, the basics of work in the group, and the meaning of what it is to be a disciple, and the greatness of the disciples, and how we increase the greatness even more, and our resolveness, our determination to go all the way to do everything required of disciples of Kabbalists so that their method will be realized in us. And this we have to build, this feeling, this determination, these fundaments within us in the second day.
The main content I would like to see in the second day is how we can reach the prayer. We, in the connection between us, we have to see it as an opportunity, a platform for connecting our desires into one. We are the ones who have to raise man in this system. We are the ones who have to grow and to be the rosh of the correction. We need the strength to connect above the differences between us. We have to raise a real prayer from the bottom of our heart, the bottom of the whole world, Kli's heart. So the content of the day has to be around building the deficiency, the common chisaron. That's the group, basically. That's the worldly. That chisaron.
Okay, friends. First of all, we're very happy to see the vitality and liveliness around the tables. We can see and feel that friends are feeling this Congress and what's going to happen at this Congress. And that's the main preparation. We're doing this is what we're doing together. Now we want to hear.
But before we hear, all tens all around the world are requested to send their impressions right now to the well-known email address boardworldkli@gmail.com. boardworldkli@gmail.com. So right now you can send them. We're going to build the content as from all that. Can we have
please put up on the screen the email address boardworldkli@gmail.com. and now we want to hear Khadira.
Good morning, friends. We gave it the opportunity to talk, but if you want, we'll talk. I think the goal of the second day is the connection. The second day should be about connection. The third day should be about dissemination. Shofaro Shel Mashiach, the horn of the Messiah. So we have to focus on the preparation for this Congress, everything we've been through in this year.
Thank you, Khadira. We're moving on to Moscow.
Я тогда быстро скажу о первом дне и сразу перейду ко второму. Первый день нужно начать.
So shortly discuss about the first day. That should start from the importance of the goal that our teachers had. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to overcome the disturbances of the whole world in order to bring this method to us. Since it depends on the importance of the goal. Second day, to keep on going with the us being Bnei Baruch, the ones who carry this method of our teachers. The reason we're called Bnei Baruch is because we are extending, we're carrying this method on. And the purpose of this second day is to show that wherever any friend of ours is, in Africa, America, Europe, no matter where he is, he's feeling that he is part of Bnei Baruch, that we'll all have this one feeling. This is Bnei Baruch, the spirit of Bnei Baruch will connect and the whole worldly.
Thank you very much. Kiev, please.
Yes, friends. There we have a few thoughts about the first and second day. The first day, if that's the basis, that's the fundamentals, I guess we have to start from Zohar and the Ten of Rabbi Shimon. That's the foundation of our work in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Then the Ari, the work in exile, the exile from the connection between us. We can also have excerpts by the Ari. A third lesson in the first day is Bala Sulam and the Rabash. and love between us coming out of exile. The second day is only Baal HaSulam and Rabash. And as always, it may be the first lesson, there's no less besides, and the second lesson from love of friends to love of the Creator. And the third is a preparation to summarize the whole day, prayer and excerpts by Baal HaSulam and Rabash.
Thank you very much. We want to move on to the third part. But first, we want to say Latin America 3, you will start the third part. So please be patient. We're going to give you some time to talk about the third part. In Latin America 3, you will start.
So, out of all we heard from the friends, from the World Tree about these 2 days, something nice was to hear in the focus group how the first day talks about the greatness of the Kabbalists, and the second day talks about what does it mean to be a student of a Kabbalist. So if the first day is about the principles of the work, and the second day is how to realize it between us in the group, in the third day we want to scrutinize more about our role in the correction of the world and humanity, how facing forward to be a transition. So how should be the third day? We are having 2 lessons. We're ending in the only open evening for the public. For the first time in this Congress or in this whole process of the week of these congresses, 2 lessons and then an open evening. So let's discuss in the tents, how do you see, how do you feel the flow of this continent this day?
The truth is, I have this wish that once, at least one of the meetings of the third day that discuss how we implement our role in life, which is to disseminate the knowledge of the Creator in the world, will be as practical as possible, so we would really get the importance and greatness of our role. And in practice, each one will find the platform by which he implements this. We have to think about how it happens. So we both talk about the importance of realizing our role and our duty to give the greatness of the Creator to all created beings, disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we also let each friend find his or her place, so that from here on, this is the place where I can express my wish to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world.
I really relate to the words Gershon just said. It's a day of opening ourselves outwards, how to be a conduit, how to be an example, how the connection between us will affect everyone who joins us this evening, and how to can each one realize himself, because the opportunities are unlimited, or almost unlimited. You just have to find the right spot for everyone.
I think something that can be special on the second day is, is if we bring examples of friends who are leading serious in dissemination. We all know them. We know who they are. They will talk about what they do. They'll present it. We will give it, you know, we'll give them airtime and importance. Of course, there's Rav, not just to Rav's words and the words of the great Kabbalists, but what we do, there's a lot we can show and give it greatness. You don't, not some 10-15 minutes summary of what we do, but really give a whole hour to it, what we do, how important it is to us, how the organization shows it publicly and gives it preference and gives it the proper time, proper amount of time at the Congress.
Truth is, I don't really know. I do relate to what the friends said, that it has to be practical. Practical means maybe we should decipher the audience, the public, because we always talk about how to pour something somewhere. Let's try to check what is preventing us from doing it. When you do it practically, if you're having a course or something, it becomes very clear what you can give and where the public is and how to bridge these gaps. I would put the emphasis on consolidating a few general directions of our dissemination, not the need, because the need is clear to everyone. We've been through it, we've done that, but how to build a bridge from us to the broad public so that this conduit will reach them. That's what I would focus on.
To explain what it means to be a transition, a conduit, we have to understand that the people outside don't understand the necessity, why we have to realize our role, what is our role in the first place. To give a broad, extensive review in an optimistic way.
We can also connect the third day to the first to give so many examples of Kabbalists, how they were completely devoted to pass on this method to the world, how much they were oppressed and that they were looked down at, and still they disseminated this wisdom, and to connect it to our friends, the students that are devoted to dissemination. As Ido suggested, that they can tell us how important it is and what they do. Friends can talk about each other. Because we know envy is what motivates you, so we can evoke envy about dissemination, and then we can also leave some space to how we should talk to people today at 2020, how to pass on the wisdom to them.
Okay, dear friends, we want to hear Latin America. Latin America 3, we're with you. Nahalia, get ready. You will give the summary of the lesson after them. Latin America 3, please.
Gracias, amigos. Bueno, el tercer día lo vislumbramos.
Friends. The third day is about love, a lot of love.
Lo tenemos dentro en nuestra interioridad y dar ejemplo de esa felicidad, ese amor de amigos que resalta entre todas las naciones.
And the reflection of this subject is the joy with the friends that came from all over the world. We have, just as we had an example of the strength we get from the friends from Africa when they open their hearts, so it's an opportunity for us to give an example to all the people in the 99%, to show them how we can connect as one.
Chaim to the friends from Latin America. And in general, we want to say thank you to all the friends in the World Clay for this amazing workshop and for the fact that we can prepare the Congress together. We are reminding you of the email address, boardworldclee@gmail.com. Please send us the ideas you had in the tens. We're asking all the gabayim, all the gabayis, and every ten see that something is sent to this mail today. A moment before we conclude, we're reminding you that immediately after the conclusion, the summary in the tens, we have the Arvut team meeting, so everyone's invited to continue, to come there and continue. Now we're moving on to Nahariya to give us a summary of the lesson. Nahariya, please.
Hello, friends. Even though we are far up in the north, our heart is on fire, and we are also preparing for the Congress and all kinds of things we do in the group. For example, we decided to take a common role as a group. We're helping all the friends register, and we're helping all the different groups up north to come to the Congress. We're preparing in the points of the heart. We're having workshops, and everything is towards the Congress. So we're waking up the fire of the big Congress together. L'chaim.
Okay, friends, before the announcements, how do I constantly think about doing good to the Creator, giving Him pleasantness and joy all the time? In all my thoughts and desires, I think only about one thing, bringing contentment, joy, and pleasantness to the Creator. And we're inviting everyone to watch and participate at 6 p.m. to watch a recorded lesson with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Unity Night, connection to the source of life. We're reminding everyone that next Sunday, January 26th, there will be a Unity Night for the Israel groups in Petah Tikva. It will be dedicated to the World Kabbalah Convention. The event will be a celebration of unity, lesson with Rav, food, music, and friends. And the World Kabbalah Convention, connection to the source of life, friends, students, viewers, everyone's invited to the World Kabbalah Convention 2020 that will take place between the 25th and 27th of February in Tel Aviv. Pay attention, the early bird registration ends on February 13th, so please hurry up and register. For more details, call 1-700-519-219 or go to cab.co.il/convention. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day, great night, and lots of contentment.
This is a message from God to stop the war. This is a message from nature. You can be sure. This is a message of love, awakening your soul.